Okay, well, let's all
Mm-hmm.
confess our sins. If you have any sins, or I'll go ahead and lead you in a USP. So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
I thank you that you cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
thank you that you cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go ahead and just establish a kingdom of God individually, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your anointing resting in each location that is represented tonight. Thank you, Father, that you are our deliverer. You are our comfort. You are our healer. And we thank you, Father, that through you and through our faith in you, that we overcome because we are overcomers. Thank you, Jesus. You have made us more than conquerors, super conquerors in Christ Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and do some worship. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's see. Everybody's already muted. And let's see here. Go ahead and pause the recording. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about faith. And so I want this to kind of be interactive, so I'm not going to I'm allowing you, I guess is a way to say it, to unmute yourself if you choose to do that. So let's see, just make sure that it's set up that way so that you guys can, so you guys can unmute yourself if you have a question or a comment as we're going through this. All right, so here's our outline for tonight. Faith that works. Faith is our connection to all that God has done for us through Jesus. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is an all-important component to our walking with the Lord. It's important for us to be able to please Him, and faith is that connection that pleases Him. With our faith, evidenced by our actions and words, remember, faith without works is dead, so there's got to be actions and words, what we say, what we do. We secure the promises of God for our lives. Genuine faith. No matter how small, for example, mustard seed faith, will change us and change the world around us. So let's talk a little bit about understanding faith. In Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified Classic, it says that faith is the assurance, the title deed of things hoped for. Okay, now the actual scripture. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things that we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So faith is our title deed. It's like the title deed to our car or our house. It shows that we own it and it is ours. And so that's what faith is like. We see what God's word says. We understand what God's word is saying to us. We understand the promise, the commandment, the instruction, whatever it is. We understand what it says. And therefore, we look at it, we say, yes, I believe that. That is what God has written to me as my title deed. And so we believe what God has said. And it's a conviction of the reality. It doesn't matter what things look like. We believe it. And as a result, we then see it come to pass so that it becomes confirmed to the senses that we can see it, we can touch it, we can feel it. And see the result of it. So faith is the insurance. And also Hebrews 11:1 in the King James, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now you got to remember that the word hope, when it's talking about faith, that word hope doesn't mean what we typically have come to mean it in this culture of just, well, I certainly hope so. Certainly hope it works out that way. No, in biblical terms, this word means a confident assurance. So faith is the substance of things for which we have a confident assurance. We know that it's going to come to pass, and the evidence of things not seen. So just like in a court, the evidence is laid out. Well, the evidence has been laid out in God's word, and even though we can't see it, we believe the evidence. In Mark 11:23, a scripture we're familiar with, faith is a confident expectation without any doubting in our heart. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So it's that confident expectation without doubting. In other words, faith is, I'm kind of putting those two scriptures together. Faith is the evidence of things, or the, I'm sorry. It's the substance of things hoped for. And so in Mark 11:23, where it says, and we shall believe those things which he says, those are the things we're hoping for. So faith is a confident expectation without doubting in our heart. So it's a hoping without doubting in our heart. So whatever that mountain is, whatever healing that you're looking for, whatever financial situation that you're looking for, whatever things you're going through in your life, we say to that mountain, be removed. And then we have faith that what we believe in our heart and what we say with our mouth will come to pass. So, if anybody have any thoughts, questions, testimony or anything like that, or anything we've covered so far? I hear somebody unmute themselves. No? Okay. Trying to figure out how to get back to the thing here. What's going on? Here we go. Okay. Okay. So Let me get back here to there. I'm sorry. Were you guys able to see the outline?
No, I didn't see the
Oh, okay. I don't know what.
Yeah, I saw it
You
when you had
did?
it up a second ago.
Oh,
Yeah, just
a
now
second
we
ago. Yeah,
did.
but you when I was going through it at the first part.
No, we didn't see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I think I ended up clicking on the wrong button. So, okay.
Did
Well, let's try this again.
okay.
Anybody have any questions or thoughts at this point? Shannon, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I wasn't sure whether to ask. How do you build faith? Like, because I feel like I want it so bad, but at times I don't. It's really hard to learn how to have that faith. I really want to have it, but
Well, I mean, the scripture does say in Romans chapter 8. Yeah, I believe that's where it is. That faith comes by hearing. No, it's
okay.
Romans chapter 10. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more that we spend time in God's word
Okay.
and see his promises and just live in those promises in his word, because it's faith, it's hearing and hearing the word of God. So that's how faith is developed. In other words, it's believing what God has said. And so you find what it is that God has said, and it says, you know what? I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And the more time you spend in his word, the more time you spend believing and expecting those things. I mean, your faith just builds. And it's amazing. And it is, we've talked about this before, it is putting the word of God in our heart. So what does that mean that we're spending time with it? So if we're having a particular issue that we're dealing with, I'm going to just use healing as an example. There's a particular issue that we're dealing with, like healing. We're looking for some healing in our body. Then by spending time in the Word, looking up healing scriptures, remember in healing school and things we talked about how important it is to know the healing scriptures so that when you're challenged with a situation, then what happens is, as you are learning the word, God gives insight and revelation into what the word is saying about healing. And then it's like, well, you know what? I can stand on that. And so it's like then the next time a situation comes up or the situation you're dealing with is, you know what? I'm gonna forgo doing what I normally do. I'm gonna just walk by faith in this situation. Now, I'm not saying you should throw your medicine away or any of that kind of stuff at this point, but it is stepping out in faith on something that you can do. Well, I just to give an example, I'm sure you've heard this before because I've said it many times in my teaching, especially in dealing with healing from healing school, is I remember that time when I was challenged with my heart, and I was reading in Hebrews chapter 6 about how Abraham believed God. And it said that by these two immutable or unchanging things, which was he was talking there about Abraham's or I mean what God has said to Abraham, which was his promise and his oath, said by these two immutable things in which is impossible for God to lie. And when I read that and I was thinking about it, it just had revelation in my heart. Wait a second. It says God can't lie. So when he tells me as a promise that I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, that's it. That's it. It just burst in my heart, and I just knew there is nothing that can prevent healing in my body. Nothing from the outside. I knew that I could do it if I gave up on my faith, but I knew that I wasn't going to give up on my faith, and there was nothing that was going to prevent me from the healing that I was looking for. I mean, it still took some time. I mean, that was, I think it was probably at least another 7 or 8 months of going through the challenge before I finally began seeing the manifestation. But that was, for me, that's how faith really got built in me, is just by spending time in the Word, going through those scriptures that we passed out in healing school with the, I don't know, what was it, 16 pages of healing scriptures. So does that answer your question, Shannon?
Yes, that was very good. Thank you. That helps helps me a lot.
Okay. Somebody else have something they wanted to say? Nope. Okay. So this time, we're going to do this right. So let me get here. And let's see, where's my scripture? Here it is. That's the one we want to do and share. Okay. So can everybody see the outline now?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So we were under A, and we were just talking about that we had gotten down through A3. Okay. So number four there, faith is believing despite what it looks like. So this is another example from Abraham's life from Romans chapter 4.
Pastor Matthew, can we print this out to have to refer to?
Well, I will post it with the video tomorrow, so you'll be able to print this out, yes. Okay, so... So number four, faith is believing despite what things look like. So this had to do.
Wow. Okay. You're muted.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, it seemed like you froze.
Okay, well, I have a big, let's see here. I do that? No, cannot minimize, okay. That is so weird.
Can we print that out, Pastor Matthew, to have to refer to?
Well, not tonight, but I, like I said, I'll put it on the video tomorrow.
Oh, great.
When I post it, and you'll be able to see it then.
That would be on Facebook, right?
No, not on Facebook. On
emails.
The no, on the on demand videos.
Great. Okay, yeah. Great.
Okay, I need to figure out how to get back. I've got this big thing in the middle. Let's see, maybe I can move it. Oh, there we go. Okay. So let me let's see. That's not what I want.
Also, your outline is showing up as just, it's black with white print on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I use the, what they call the dark thing on my computer. So,
alrighty.
So yeah, it'll print out black letters on white. So don't worry. you won't be using all that. Let's see, multi-speaker immersive. I don't know what. I'm sorry. My thing is kind of messed up here. Oh well. Okay. I think so. You guys can see my outline, right?
I don't see it.
You don't see it. Okay. Let's try this again. I don't know what I did or what happened, but I am not able to get back to.
So that's changing.
Let's see. Let's try something else here.
If you can see it, you could just read from it like you were at the beginning when we couldn't see it at all.
I know, but I would like you guys to be able to see it. I just don't understand what my
Any ideas, Deborah?
What I'm seeing is a small version of the gallery view, but I can't get to my controls for Zoom.
Can you minimize something so that that'll?
I'm trying to. It says you can't minimize
did
this.
You hit escape?
I just tried hitting escape. It didn't do anything.
So you don't see your.
Okay, never mind. I just figured it out.
Okay.
Thanks, Deborah.
Okay, so let's try this again. Okay, so we got that. We got that. Okay, so you guys can see the outline now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's better.
Okay, great. Okay, so I was reading Romans 4. So talk about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. This is from Romans 4:18. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So this was God speaking to Abraham. Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that he that had promised, because God had given him a promise, he that had promised was also able to perform it. So that is our believing, despite what it looks like. We just believe. God said it, and that settles it. And that's the truth. So I'm not going to go like laughing. Okay. So, number five, their faith is leaning of the entire human personality on God. It's from Hebrews chapter 6, also in the Amplified. It says, in order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as those who through faith, so this is the definition of faith in this scripture, by their leaning of the entire personality on God in Christ, an absolute trust and confidence in his power, his wisdom, and his goodness. So that is a definition of faith that I just really love, the leaning of our entire being on God in Christ, an absolute trust and confidence of his power, in other words, his ability to do it, his wisdom, in that he has given us his wisdom and his understanding through his word, and in his goodness, in his love, and you know, his loving kindness, all that kind of stuff that he has towards us, his grace that he has given us. So it's just, you know, I just kind of in my mind, I just picture the just putting the full weight of my being right on him, right on his word. Or you might want to think about it like the, you know, stepping off of the cliff or something to that effect. It's just like I'm trusting him with everything that is in me. One guy, I like the way he said it. He says, I pushed all the chips to the center. You know, I'm betting the house. I'm betting everything I have. And that's really what faith is. And I remember one time I was asking Penny, I said, Penny, tell me what faith feels like. And she looked at me and she just told me exactly what faith feels like. And I thought, now there's a woman of faith, because she could put into words what faith felt like. And having experienced that myself, I knew what it was like to put the full weight of my being and just know that I know that I know that God is going to take care of it. And I tell you, that is a wonderful place to be. Because when you have faith like that, you can accomplish and trust in God in everything. Now, to be honest, it's not always easy. It's not, sometimes people might look at that and just say, how can you be like that? How can you have faith like that? People have died. Things have happened. Things haven't gone the way I've expected or what others have expected. And, there for a while after Penny had passed, it's kind of like, God, we were standing in faith. We believed. What happened? And it kind of shook some of those foundations of faith. And I was thinking about that, I don't know, two or three months ago. And I said, Lord, I just don't feel like I'm at the same place that I had been in the past with faith. And what he ministered to me was that I as a person can only have faith for God doing something in somebody else as far as they have faith in him. I'm not trying to disparage Penny's faith because that's not what I'm trying to say at all. I'm just saying when it comes to standing in faith, there are a lot of different variables. And what God ministered to me was when it's talking about faith, it's talking about my faith. What do I believe? What do I believe for myself? And that really helped me because, there's a lot of factors into why people, why things don't go the way you expect for other people. And that's doesn't have anything to do with my faith for myself. I don't know. Does that make sense? I'm trying to be honest here. I'm trying to be real here because it's challenging when you see things that don't work out like you expect. And I know, Pastor Joshua said, that when you are standing in faith, like Mark 11:24, you speak it out, you believe it. Mm-hmm. And if you believe it, then you will have it. That's what Mark 11:24 says. But he says what Pastor Joshua often says is that, you will get what you're looking for or something even better because, Romans 8:28 also comes into effect that, no matter what happens, God always has the best in mind for us. And so we trust him no matter what happens, knowing that he is working on our behalf. I know I'm not quoting Romans 8:28 very effectively, but that's the gist of it. So any thoughts or comments?
Pastor Matthew, may I put an addendum to that?
Sure.
Comment. I was on the 210 freeway a few months ago, and I was in the slow lane, and I met the spot where the 405 comes on. That's a little tricky. And usually those truck drivers are pretty experienced. They know that route. But this young man was really driving fast. There was no way I could stop. I kept the speed. I'm not going to use that word. The brakes held, and he was able to stop that truck. Mm-hmm. If not, he would have really smashed my car pretty well. But my point was, I didn't even have time to call on God. God was there.
Yeah, amen.
And I said, God, you took care of this. I didn't even have time to even think it. And there was no room for me to move. I could not navigate. It was heavy traffic. But I hadn't had that kind of experience before. It just kind of, I said, my gosh, he knows what the needs is, even if we don't have time to express it verbally.
Yeah.
Or in our thoughts.
I mean, you've been praying Psalm 23 and Psalm 91 and all that kind of stuff. And already and believing God, so he was protecting. I've had things like that happen as well. I mean, I remember driving down the freeway and all of a sudden the traffic in front of me stopped.
Oh, jeez.
And it was like, I don't know how I did it, but somehow I was able to move into the other lane. Praise the Lord, nobody was there. I mean, I couldn't even, didn't have time to look. But praise the Lord, nobody was there and I missed the car. So
praise the Lord.
Because he's watching out. Another time I was driving down the freeway and I was watching this truck in front of me and I thought, I don't think that load is going to hold. And sure enough, the next thing I know, this, I guess it was a company that was taking old garage doors and replacing them. And they had this old garage door on top of their truck and it flew back and started coming at me because I was the next car after the truck. And I don't know. I just was able to, God's grace, to swerve around it. And so he's faithful.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let's do a couple more scriptures here and then we'll stop for tonight and then we'll pick it up again next week.
Good. Good.
Okay, so let's see. We're on number six, right? Faith is measured in quality, not quantity. Matthew 17:20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief." In other words, they were saying, "Jesus, why couldn't we do this?" This is when the disciples were trying to cast a demon out of a young man. And they weren't able to do it. And Jesus is when he came down from the mountain and they came to him after the situation and said, "Why weren't we able to do it?" And he said, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place and it shall be removed and nothing shall be impossible to you." Well, here we see this interesting contrast. He says, you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. He says, but all you have to do is have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. Just believe me. It doesn't take a lot of faith. It's just a pure faith that that we have. So, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, we got to grow our faith. We got to increase our faith. It's not really an increase in this, it's more like just it's more pure than it is an increase. So it's getting rid of the doubt, getting rid of the fear, getting rid of the unbelief in our lives so that we have a pure faith in God. In Luke 17:6, a very similar incident. Excuse me. The Lord said, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be planted into the sea, and it will obey you. So it's, again, the not the quantity of our faith, but it's the quality of our faith. And then going on, kind of along the same lines in verse or number seven, great faith versus little faith. And a number of scriptures here, a number of incidences from the scripture where Jesus was like, for example, the first one is when he's talking to the centurion and he says to the centurion, he says, "I have not found so great a faith. No, not in all Israel." And so he's talking there about, you know, he said, "Well, no, you don't have to come to my house." The centurion told him, "You don't have to come to my house. Just say the word. And it will be done because I know you have authority." And Jesus just marveled at his faith, that he had that kind of faith. And he called it great faith. It was great, not because it was big, but because it was pure. in Matthew 15, this is when the woman who had a child that had a demon, and she wouldn't let she kept after Jesus. Please, Jesus, heal my girl, heal my daughter. And finally, you know, he said, no, I can't do it because you're not Jewish. This is only for the children's bread. And she said, but even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the children's table. And he just looked at her. He said, woman, you have great faith. Again, the same kind of thing. She showed her faith by her persistence, but it was great because it was a pure faith. In Matthew 6:30, here he's talking about little faith. Wherefore, if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow's cast into the sea, how much more will he clothe? Shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So again, we're talking about that they had little faith because of their unbelief. They didn't believe. They were fearful. This is when Jesus is talking about trusting God for all that that you need in your life, because the Lord knows that we have need of it, so we don't have to be worrying about it. And in Matthew 8:26, he's saying, why are you so fearful, O you little faith? And he rose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was great calm. This is when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples, and the wind came and the waves, and they were afraid. They woke Jesus up and said, hey, we're going to die. And he said, come on, you a little faith, why are you so fearful? So again, fear and doubt and unbelief are things that will dilute our faith. So those are things we need to work at getting out, and we work at getting those things out, not by trying to get the bad out, but by focusing on what is good. In other words, the pure faith. Focus on what God's word says, who God is, putting the entire weight of our being on him. So, all right. Any thoughts or comments?
Yeah, I have a question, Pastor Matthew.
Sure.
What are some of those things that when, you know, you're looking for?
Well, by some reason, you just turned yourself.
Oh, I'm muted. Yeah.
Okay.
When things aren't in the natural, if you will, from what you can see aligning with your prayer and your faith, what are some things that you do to acknowledge or try to, you know, like you said just now before you asked a question, to focus on the good and focus on not canceling your prayers, not being in the spirit of doubt, unbelief, worrying, all that sort of stuff. What are some of the practical things that we can do to make sure that when we see in the natural, it is not yet manifested and often could be contradictory to what we've prayed for and what we're standing on faith for?
Well, I mean, I'm a big believer in the word, and so many times in situations like that, and I'm praying and I know, you know, I'm kind of struggling with it. I mean, it's really God's word that comes back and just strengthens me. I can remember times where I was kind of like the Jairus, who heard that you know, his daughter had just died, and he's at that point now ready to give up. In other words, what he had been expecting with Jesus didn't look like it was going to happen. So what did Jesus say to him? He said, fear not, only believe. And I tell you, sometimes those words just have been such a comfort to me. God, it's not going the way I expected. It's looking really, really dark here. What's going on? You know, and he, again, you know, he just comes back and it's like, don't fear, only believe. And I have seen things like that turn around, sometimes unexpectedly. And so anyway, that's where I draw my comfort and my faith is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
and what he has said.
Absolutely. And no, I love
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So thank you, Jesus. Any other comments or questions?
I think I heard Kenneth Copeland say, and I thought this was an interesting illustration. He said, well, you have faith that when you sit in a chair, it's not going to collapse. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like putting the full weight of your being on him, right?
Yeah.
You just, when you plop down in a chair, you expect it to support your being. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, why don't we go ahead and go into communion then? So, let's just go ahead and confess any sins, and we'll do another USP. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for what Jesus has done for us as he gave himself for us. As his body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us. We thank you, Father. It was done, those things were done for us so that we could be set free. So we thank you, Father. Your word promises us that your body was broken for us for our healing. And by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed as Jesus bore in his body sickness, pain, diseases, and infirmity. We thank you and we praise you, Father, as we take now the broken body of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, now for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for this amazing blood that all of our sins have been forgiven. We thank you that this is the cup of the new covenant. And every blessing, every promise, every benefit of this new covenant is ours in Christ Jesus, so that we can be all that you've called us to be. I thank you, Father, that because of the blood of Jesus, sin, the power of sin has been broken. And Father, we thank you that because of the blood of Jesus, Satan has been defeated. So we thank you, Father, that through this blood, you give us everything pertaining to life and godliness. In Jesus' name, let's take now the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I went ahead and led us in communion tonight because I was designated to do that tonight anyway. And I think Peter was supposed to be the other one that was going to do it, but he wasn't able to show up tonight. So I can get a couple of volunteers for next week. Don't make me come after you.
Pastor Matthew can sign me up.
All right, Nick. That sounds good. You okay for the body?
That's great.
Okay. Anybody else?
Sure, I'll do it, Pastor Matthew.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Okay. That down here. So, amen. I hope this ministered to you tonight. Faith has always been one of my favorite things to preach on.
Yeah.
I was looking through my my files of my sermons, and I'm amazed how many different sermons over the years that I've preached on faith. So praise the Lord. All right. Any other thoughts or comments before we close tonight?
I'm really glad that you chose this topic, Pastor Matthew. I need to think of, give this some additional thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, this good. Well, I felt like the Lord definitely was leading me to do this tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Matthew, for sharing that. You know, that's the anecdote about standing on faith. I think that is, you know, it's powerful to think about that, and especially in relation to what it looks like to stand in faith for, you know, something with glad expectation for something to happen for others, and just understanding that. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Father, for your graciousness, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Father, for leading us and ministering to us tonight.
Yes.
And I just pray for everyone, Father, tonight, that you give them sweet, deep, and peaceful sleep. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Father, that for your presence with them. We thank you for your Holy Spirit ministering to them and encouraging them tonight. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, everybody.
Thank you, Pastor Matthew.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Matthew. This was wonderful.
Great.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Take care, everyone.
Good night. All right.
God bless you
guys. Bye.
Bye now.
Good night.
Good night.